Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
But you have to think, if she's out there for the first time since all of this, you got to take some questions, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you just make tomorrow the big day.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll see you in Milwaukee.
You know how they wrap all these things again? We got to see it firsthand here in Milwaukee. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Like, as people keep asking questions, like, we're done here. Thank you, press.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
This morning, Vice President Kamala Harris, she does have an event scheduled at the White House. It'll be her first public appearance for the VP since Sunday's announcement. She's received the endorsement of President Biden, who said Sunday he's out. He's no longer seeking re-election. Of course, the Vice President due in Milwaukee tomorrow.
So today at the White House, she's celebrating what, NCAA basketball team?
Yes, one of these things that was already on the schedule. They bring the championship teams to the White House.
Do you mention what happened over the weekend?
So anyway, how was y'all's weekend? Right. So yeah, that's that, but not really expected to be a campaign-style event. This visit to Milwaukee was previously announced. We don't have any information yet on where she's going to visit, with whom, or even what times. We expect guidance on that at some point today. Meanwhile, some Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, already suggesting that President Biden ought not finish his term. Yet the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington today, due to address Congress, what, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. At one point, he was supposed to meet the president today.
You would think.
But with the COVID situation and everything else, don't know anymore.
So, I mean, he's now officially dealing with a lame duck presidency, as are any other world leaders. So Republicans pouncing sort of on this inner party turmoil, they were on that message already last week here in Milwaukee. WTMJ's Libby Collins caught up with Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who's said for a while to be on the shortlist for VP. I want to play you a piece of that conversation. Again, this is last week here at the Republican National Convention.
Candidate's the easier part. President's the hard part. And so if he doesn't have the mental acuity to be the candidate, how can he be the president? And I think you have to ask, really, I'm serious, guys. We have to ask the Democrats. They knew the condition this guy was in, and they covered it up. And the only reason why they stopped covering it up is because they couldn't cover it up anymore. They had a debate, and the whole country saw it.
So you heard a couple of talking points in there that you can hear a lot more of, that, you know, they knew and that this is a mess of their own making and they lied to the American people. That's one of those things that they're going to hit on. And then the other one, just that, you know, if the president doesn't seem fit to run or continue his campaign, he ought to step down. I don't know that call is going to get that much broader.
And he's not going to step down.
Right. And politically, I don't know what advantage that serves them. You could almost argue that it would be better for the vice president's candidacy if she, in fact, is the nominee to have a few months as president.
After all this, so there's one thing you'll never hear me say ever again. Debates don't matter.
That's absolutely true. To my earlier point, I want to play this one other thing for you about world leaders. Senator Rubio does touch on that here as well.
And, you know, part of you feels bad for the guy. You know, I don't know why. Like, if that was my family member, I'd go and say, look, maybe it's time. You know what I mean? It's clear. It's sad, you know, but it's also dangerous. Like, they saw that debate in Beijing. They saw that debate in Tehran. You think they're more scared of us or less scared of us with him in charge? So it's a bad situation all around. And it's also very undemocratic.
So he goes on to make the point then right after that you had primaries and caucuses in every U.S. state and territory, and Americans chose President Biden to be their nominee. It's not clear what process the Democrats will follow now in selecting a nominee. They don't have to, you know, like, they can pick whoever they want. Mm-hmm. But is it just going to be, listen, it's going to be VP Harris, period, done, end of story? Or are there going to be other names that say, like, no, how about me? We want to have we want to broker this out.
That could still happen.
And they're actually supposed to officially nominate someone before their convention, which is until mid-August. So that's supposed to be within the next week or two.
Yeah, it was delayed because of everything happening with Biden.
So a lot in terms of how they will manage that, still unclear this morning. 7:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad
and Vince Vetrano.
Green Bay Packers open training camp in Green Bay today. No new deal reported of yet for quarterback Jordan Love. Packers did announce a contract extension for defensive lineman Kenny Clark. General manager Brian Gutekunst expected to discuss details of that deal later this morning. Reported in multiple places, it's a three-year deal, and he's going to be around. Clark, one of the senior statesmen on the defense. Meanwhile, kids get the bikes ready for the ride from Lambeau to Nitschke Field, just across Oneida Street in Green Bay.
And you start to not even think of him as really a player. You just kind of look at him as a friend.
I get a little nervous, but it's fun because they're interactive.
It was exciting because I was like one of the last people, and I thought I wasn't going to get picked, and I was really nervous.
But then they picked me, and it was so great. I love that kid right
there. That's awesome.
NBC 26 News out of Green Bay talking with the kids at an earlier training camp. Players continuing the tradition today of riding the bikes over to practice. The practice is open to the public today. It's supposed to start at 10:30, followed by the annual shareholders meeting.
Okay, this is the Packers treasurer right now giving the financial update. Treasurer's report. Seen a lot of people head for the concession stand at this point. Not too interested in the math.
This is when I attended my first owners meeting, yes. Eric, mm-hmm. in 2022. There is some actual business that takes place. The board of directors is there. They do various gaveling in and business they
stuff.
Have to conduct.
Nuts and bolts stuff. I like it.
Yeah. So you also hear from general manager Brian Gutekunst, president Mark Murphy, among others.
Brewers head to the north side, take on the Cubs tonight after a big weekend.
1-0. Drilled deep to left. Watch this baby. Way, way back. Way, way gone. Second deck. Game-tying home run. Jackson Churio. Have yourself a weekend at Target Field.
Yeah, holy cow. Jackson Churio. A bomb, a double, and three RBIs in Sunday's game. 8-7 the win over the Twins. Pat Murphy says Brewers got this guy cheap. For the next 8 years, $80 million. That's nothing. He deserves double, said Murphy. Through the two games, he went 5-for-9 in this series. A double, a homer, two stolen bases, three runs scored, five RBI. How about that?
Live in stereo with my main man, Jackson Chew.
Up next for the crew, like I said, a trip to Chicago. It starts tonight to take on the bumbling Cubs. First pitch, 7:05. Game starts at 6, or a pregame at 6:05 right here on WDTM.
How the Cubs doing right now? Pretty good?
Last place.
Yeah, 10 games back of the Brewers. 7:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Have yourself a weekend.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
What a week it is going to be. Holy cow, name the thing, and it's happening this week.
This segment's been extended by 10 minutes, just so we can tell you all of the things.
Debbie's going to have to do traffic in the middle of it, and then we'll have to continue.
Yes, then we'll take a short break. We'll come back with the rest.
The EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh kicks off today. Grab your plane, head up north, and enjoy the festivities. You're going to be there today.
Heading up there today.
Lambeau Field's going to be busy as the Packers shareholder meeting takes place. Camp getting underway for the Green Bay Packers. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, is going to appear before a House hearing to discuss the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump today. So that should be a juicy back and forth, I would imagine. President Biden was to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. Not sure if that's going to still take place, though, given his COVID situation. Been trying to effort that. Northwestern Mutual's annual meeting is this week in Milwaukee. You've probably already noticed. Lots of reps from across the country are here for that. On Tuesday...
Geez, that's just today.
Milwaukee will be the political focal point once again. Kamala Harris comes to Milwaukee. Now, as of now, this is likely the VP's first campaign appearance since the announcement from President Biden that he is not going to run for re-election. So I don't have a lot of details of where or when, but she is going to be here tomorrow, and that will be a big speech. Lots of people will be paying attention to that one. The post office is going to commemorate Jeopardy's host Alex Trebek with a forever stamp, honoring the former host's birthday, also the host of Jeopardy, of course, for like 80 years. On Wednesday, Netanyahu is going to address Congress to talk about the war against Hamas. It's also Milwaukee Night Market on the west side, of course. On Thursday, here come the Harleys. Harley Davidson, yep, there it is, thank you. Harley-Davidson Homecoming starts Thursday. Of course, bands are going to play at Veterans Park over the weekend. What, we got the Red Hots, Jelly Roll, Hardy, Offspring, Cypress Hill amongst the many.
Yeah, the Jelly Roll Friday and Red Hot Chili Peppers on Saturday.
Yeah, so that's all taking place, so that's exciting. Comic-Con International at the San Diego Convention Hall there, the annual event for comic book, film, and TV enthusiasts. That happens.
It's the only thing happening not in Milwaukee.
Yes. everything else is happening right here. Also taking place this weekend. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jawohl.
German Fest begins, one of the largest German festivals in North America, German Fest Milwaukee, known for its authentic food, culture, and entertainment. To bring the family, raise a stein, poke the night away, and make it your tradition. What do you think of that?
You know, Usinger's makes a German Fest brat.
Okay.
That they only do in and around German Fest. It's pretty tasty.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, also on Friday, if you don't want to do that. The Olympics, all eyes on Paris. All eyes. The world turns its attention to Paris for the opening ceremony. Now, the Olympics actually start Wednesday. Some rugby games and a soccer game going to take place early. So they don't actually wait until Friday to get going. But here we go.
So do we say the Olympics start on Friday or no?
For the opening ceremonies, you could say, right?
I feel like
so. Is that fair?
Okay, fine.
So we'll go with that. We'll say the opening ceremonies. Then on Saturday, Milwaukee Brew Fest at McKinley Park. Taste your way through unlimited pours at McKinley there.
Where are they going to put that?
It's at McKinley. I don't know how they're going to squeeze that in there, but it's in there. The famous racing sausages run walk is also Saturday. And if that was not enough, guess what's happening next? Yes, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show is this weekend as well. It just continues. Name the thing and it's happening. At the movies, it's Deadpool and Wolverine blasting their way into the theaters. We'll see if they can take on Twisters, which has done fairly well.
Yeah, what did we say? $80 million? That's a pretty solid
That's good start
open
for Twisters.
These days, right?
That was a quality summer flick. When you have something like
that,
like
it's perfect,
right? It's a thriller. It's got CGI. It's got scary stuff. It's got, I'm sure, some kind of romantic interlude in there.
Yes, of course. If they only would have listened to this guy.
Yes. That's your weekend and your week ahead.
Everybody caught up? Brewers head to Chicago today, and we got host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, joining us for Brewers 360, coming up at 7:45.
It's one of the biggest questions, right, during the Olympics, which the opening ceremony is set for Friday. One of the big conversation pieces is always, okay, well, who's going to carry the flag?
Who will be the flag bearer?
We already know who's carrying the flag for Greece.
Yep, Giannis.
Right? Giannis.
Somebody else, too. They're going to have two flag bearers.
Okay. Well, we know who's going to carry the flag for the U.S.
Oh, my! From behind the backboard. What a shot.
LeBron James has been selected as the male flag bearer for Team USA at the Olympics opening ceremony Friday night in Paris. He's the third basketball player and the first men's player tapped for the honor, with Dawn Staley and Sue Bird going before. LeBron is set to play in the Olympics for the fourth time after he was part of U.S. teams that won bronze in 2004, gold at Beijing in 2008, and gold again in London in 2012. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
So the question now is, okay, well, who's going to carry the flag with him?
Do we always do that? We have a man and a woman?
Well, that's what we do now.
I guess so.
As of now, the female flag bearer will be announced tomorrow.
Simone Biles.
Oh,
easy choice.
Absolutely.
Katie Ledecky, she's still swimming, right?
Both of those are great choices.
Actually, it should just be the two of them.
Has Biles done it before?
I'm assuming
no.
But that's an easy choice, right?
1,000%.
Between the two of them, that's hard. I mean, Simone Biles probably better known.
Yep.
But either way, you can't go wrong. Then you got the closing ceremony flag bearer. Not quite the same energy as the opening ceremony.
Yeah. Do they decide that on whoever had a good couple of weeks?
I think so, right? Who's getting a lot of buzz, right? So we'll see. At 7:41, on the front end of a huge week, Eric just earlier detailed all the stuff that's going on in Milwaukee. You've got Harley-Davidson Homecoming starting on Thursday officially. You'll hear the rumble probably earlier this week as folks come into town. Milwaukee Air and Water Show, EAA Air Venture kicks off today in Oshkosh. German Fest this weekend. I'm leaving people out because we don't have 20 minutes.
And we have a vice presidential visit tomorrow.
So this was previously scheduled. Vice President Kamala Harris was due to, late last week it was announced she would be visiting Milwaukee for an event. What we don't know even right now is where she's going. We know it's Milwaukee, but we don't have the timing of the visit, and we don't know with whom she's meeting, Is it multiple events? Mm-hmm. Is it one thing like that? Which has been fairly standard dealing with the vice president's office over the last 3.5 years is any of these visits. We find out pretty late what the itinerary is. But what a different tone that will take on here in Milwaukee now that President Biden announced on Sunday that he is not seeking re-election.
I mean, it will be the first campaign visit she makes as the head of the ticket as of now. I mean, it's obviously presumptive nominee.
Sort of, yeah.
There is that feel. Has to be used now all the time, but it sure looks like she will likely be that person.
Now, she's got something today, right, at the White House?
Yeah, big event taking place this morning.
The vice president is scheduled to speak at an event on the South Lawn celebrating the NCAA championship teams from last season. It will be her first public remarks since President Biden announced he was exiting the race and endorsing her for the Democratic presidential nomination.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. Starts around 10:30 this morning Central Time. Now, since that's on the South Lawn, I mean, she wouldn't mention anything about running for president, right?
Probably in the moment, but if you're in the press pool, I mean, we just spent a week with those rabid dogs. They've got to start barking out questions or something like that, right?
Of course.
And you'd hate to detract, you know, for these teams that have earned the opportunity to be there. I don't even remember who won either side.
Well, so this is for multiple different...
Oh, it's not just basketball?
Yeah.
It's like a number of
championship teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you don't want to take away from their moment, nor would she. But you have to think, if she's out there for the first time since all of this, you got to take some questions, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you just make tomorrow the big day.
Okay. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll see you in Milwaukee.
You know how they wrap all these things? Again, we got to see it firsthand here in Milwaukee. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Like, as people keep asking questions, like, we're done here. Thank you, press. 743, Brewers 360, coming up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Packers open their training camp today in Green Bay. 10:30 start for practice, which is open to the public at Ray Nitschke Field. 10:30 start there.
The Brewers looking good thanks to Jackson Churio.
1-0. Drill deep to left. Watch this baby. Way, way back. Way, way gone. Second deck. Game-tying home run. Jackson Churio. Have yourself a weekend.
You could say that again. Churio, just yesterday, a bomb, a double, and three RBIs as the Brewers sweep the Twins 8-7 the final. But through the weekend, he went 5-for-9. Double homer, 2 stolen bases, 3 runs scored, 5 RBI for Jackson Churio. Up next, the Cubs starting tonight at Wrigley Field.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio on live with us this morning. So, Dom, GM Matt Arnold signed a kid, 18 years old, who'd never taken an AB in the major leagues, to an $80 million deal, and it looks like a steal.
To be fair, he was 19. I mean, that's a huge difference. But, I mean, I remember that there were some receipts of folks like, why would you do this for a kid who has not yet made his big league debut? And quite frankly, there were people really worried in May when he was hitting barely 200, his on-base was in the 270s, and I thought what was really important, and you were in that meeting too, Vince, with Matt Arnold, with Mark Adonisio, when they said he has nothing else to learn in the minor leagues. He needs to learn in the big leagues. They stuck with him. They trusted him. They put him in front of the veterans like William Contreras, like Willy Adames, and said, watch these guys. Watch their process. It's day by day, and it will get better. And now you're seeing him over his last month plus, 36-game stretch here. This is a real stretch. He's hitting 300. His OPS is over 880. He's been incredible. And then you start to wander, like, oh, my goodness, he's 20 years old. You get really excited.
Well, and to the point that you made about his receptiveness to listening to the veterans, learning and growing from them, how about the catch he made to end the game, a diving catch he lays out? You want to play it, E? I thought that's what you were doing.
Well, I can play it if you'd like it. Here it is.
Why don't you
just play
it?
First pitch to him is lined out towards left. Coming over is Churio. Diving catch. And this ball game is in the books. Jackson Churio, full extension, calls it in.
Dom, you remember a couple of defensive plays earlier in the season where Churio would let a ball drop in front of him that you thought maybe he could have made a play on. Willy Adames is a guy, Willy, who stood out to me as taking him aside after that, saying like, hey man, here's how you should play that. Like, he's receptive to it. It's all coming around.
Yeah, the moment with Freddie Peralta, too.
Oh, that was it, yep.
Here in Milwaukee against the Cubs on a ball that, I mean, it didn't lead to anything, but a ball that Freddie Peralta really felt he should have made the play. And instead of, like, tearing him down and saying, like, come on, kid, go make a play for me. Oh, my gosh. Like, he said, like, dude, you're great. You're capable of making that play. That's why you're here. We know you can make that play. So let's see you do it. You're a great player. He built him up. And from that moment forward, that was the day that Cheerio flipped the switch, and we see the player that he is today.
All right. Trade deadline is quickly approaching. Who's your dream guy?
I mean, pitching-wise, it has to be pitching. I would say, I mean, realistically, somebody that the Brewers could actually get that is a dream guy for me is Chris Bassitt with the Toronto Blue Jays. However, the Brewers are pretty full. They would have to make some decisions on the 40-man roster. Devin Williams is due to return, hopefully, by the end of the next homestand. D.L. Hall is going to return this week. Joe Ross is going to return this week. They just got Jared Koenig back. So there's a lot of, you know, kicking the can down the road here if you're going to make a trade, but it has to be pitching, if you ask me. It has to be starting pitching if you're going to make a trade.
And, right, who do you give up? You do not. We've seen that movie before. If you disrupt the chemistry, that is such an important part about this particular team.
Josh Hader ain't on the team, so they can't trade him.
I know, but you can't give up anybody important, right, Dom?
Well, I think what you're saying with Willy Adames or maybe one of the surplus outfielders, I don't see that happening right now, especially given how well they're playing. For the Willy example, I mean, we're a week away. I would be absolutely shell-shocked if they traded Willy Adames. Talking to some industry sources, they're not taking any calls on Willy.
Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio with us on this Monday morning. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
Brewers and Cubs tonight. How the Cubs doing, E?
Last place.
Yeah, 10 back of the Brewers and reeling. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Tauscher joins us next.
Idea Man.
Kind of the Super Bowl of politics, right? That is, as you get through and you're kind of grinding and you kind of get that glaze about you, man, is it absolutely almost over, but I got to finish strong.
Innovative.
You head into the green room and get that illegal coffee. That's what you got to go do.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
The worst part was when I pulled through the checkpoint today, the security checkpoint, the guy says to me, how's your night been? And I'm like, dude, I just got up.
I'm on the front end, brother.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Green Bay Packers kickoff training camp 10:30 this morning at Ray Nitschke Field. Are you up there, Tausch?
I am in route as we speak. So I will be up there, and it's, you know, I think for a lot of us, this is, from a player standpoint, 4th of July ended, it ends your summer. Now it really does, because training camp is rolling and all the festivities and everything else. And with everything else going on in the world, it's kind of a nice little fun distraction, isn't it?
Absolutely.
1,000% agree with that.
I'm sorry it still doesn't get old, watching guys get on little dirt bikes and ride them from Lambeau Field across Oneida Street over to the practice facility in Ray Nitschke Field now. I love that tradition. It's been a little corporatized now, but still the fact that that continues, I just love that so much.
Yeah, it was something I think, you know, you didn't really understand it. You saw pictures, and I can remember sitting in the cafeteria one of the first times when I was signed by Green Bay, and you see Reggie White riding down on a really small bike with a kid running next to him with a helmet, and then you get to be a part of it. And I think it's one of the coolest traditions. I know Lombardi started that, and where it's gotten to now, I know every player thoroughly enjoys it, and then you get that chance, you end up having a relationship with the kids that end up doing it over and over and over. So the whole thing is, I think, what makes Green Bay great and what makes it different than everywhere else is that you have those touch points that I think most of these training camps don't.
So what type of bike were you looking for when you were walking through that
big
line?
Strong.
Did you pick the bike or the kid?
I was looking for... Well, here's the deal. When I first got there, I'm not going to lie to you, kids are not super interested in linemen, especially guys that are, you know, seventh round picks. And then,
hey, look, so it's Mark Tauscher.
It kind of reminds you, Well, at that point, that's not how that shook out. But it's kind of like a junior high dance where you're standing there and you come out and you're looking like, I hope I have someone to dance with. I hope someone is willing to give the bike up. And at some point you end up getting it. And then how picky do you want to be? I was just like, all right, let's get on this bike. And one of the guys busted the bike. And this is a true story. About 3 days into training camp, you know, everybody's biking down, doing their thing. And the guy snaps the axle on the kid's bike. He brought him an invoice for the broken bike, like 2-3 days later. And that's when you start wondering, all right, make sure when you're doing this, make sure that the bike is going to work for you, and you can't just jump and take whatever bike shows up.
Wait, did you just say that kids would turn players down? Did I hear that right?
I got drive. I'll never forget it. Oh, Donald's my guy. Oh, okay, I get that. Oh, you know, Favre wasn't at that point, but yeah, and it's very humbling because A, you're getting ready to go down to practice. You have to get down there. And you want to kind of partake in the whole thing. And then when a kid rejects you, you know, you don't usually reject kids, but then you sit. So it's a little bit of a jostling that you're trying to figure out how and where and who you're going to end up riding with.
Wow.
I love that. Nah.
I'm good,
no thanks,
sir.
I'm good.
No, I'm good. No, I have Rondell Mealy is going to be my my bike rider this year. And you're like, ah, man, you're taking Mealy over me? But that's the way the world works.
Were there any kids who were really obnoxious? Like, you're like, oh, don't ride with that kid. Or some kid who's like 17.
Yes.
Like, he's like, hey, come on, man. Get out of here.
The answer is yes, but you obviously don't say that.
Right.
You end up getting back into the locker room and you're like, God, can you believe this kid's like a 32-year-old dude that's, you know, wanting a Gatorade and some old gloves that's, you know, got a small little dirt bike. But
hey, Mar, you can ride my bike.
Here, I got a cigarette. You need one?
Got a smoke.
You have a tough practice.
All right, get out of here. Have a great week up there, Tosh.
All right.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.